Shvi'is perk beis mishnah zayin. Ha'oiris rice. Va'hadoichen millet. Va'progin poppy. Va'shumshmin sesame. She'es shrishu lifnei Rosh Hashanah, that it became rooted and took root into the ground lifnei Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah. Mis asrin lisha avar umutarin b'shvi'is. So you would count it when deciding how to give maisus on it for the previous year, meaning the year that it took root. Umutarim b'shvius, and mutter in the seventh year. What this means is the following. We know that during the seven-year Shemitah cycle, so some of the years we give Maiser Sheni, and some of the years we give Maiser Ani. The easiest way to just remember this is only the third and the sixth year we give Maiser Ani. Every other year we give Maiser Sheni, except obviously Shemitah, we don't give either of them. So by these four items, by vegetables normally you go by when vegetables are picked, when you determine what year of the cycle it is, to determine what am I chayiv to give. But on these four items, the maisers on them were derabanan. The issue is they wouldn't all grow and be picked at the same time. So therefore, the chachamim paskin that they go after the hashrasha, they go after when they took root. So the Mishnah tells us that if they all took root before the seventh year, it doesn't matter which year, it could be the first year, second year of the Shemitah cycle, if that's when it took root, then you would give Maiser Sheni. If it was the third year of the Shemitah cycle it took root, then you would give Maiser Ani. And obviously, as long as it took root before the seventh year, even if it was in the sixth year it took root, then on the seventh year, it does not have Kedushas Shvius on it. V'imlav, but if you planted it, and then it actually did not take root before Rosh Hashanah, rather, it took root after Rosh Hashanah of the next year, Asurim b'shvius. So obviously, if this happened on the sixth year, he planted the rice, for example, and it took root after Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, then it's asur. It has kedushas shvius. Umis asrin l'shana haba. So now we're talking about the other years. If let's say he planted it on the second year, and at the end of the second year, and it only took root on the third year, so there he would give Maiser Ani because you're Misaser for the next year, the Shana Haba. Now the Rav brings down that rice and all these other cases, sesame, poppy, millet, all these things, that normally by trees you go after Chanata of the Pri, which is the budding of the fruit, to determine what year you give Maiseris. And like we said earlier, by a vegetable you go after when it's picked, and the Tfuah and Zesim, olives and grain, you go after a third of its growth, of how much it ripens. But again, by rice and all these things, you go after when it takes root, like we've said earlier.